Time for a new forklift? Well, let's kick the new year into high gear with a brand new Toyota forklift. Now through April 30th, you'll get up to a $2,500 rebate when you swap your old competitive branded forklift for a Toyota that delivers legendary efficiency. Don't wait. Trade up to Toyota now. Go to toyotaforklift.com/trade-in-rebate to learn more or find the link in the show notes. That's toyotaforklift.com/trade-in-rebate for your $2,500 rebate.
The New Warehouse Podcast, hosted by Kevin Lawton, is your source for insights and ideas from the distribution, transportation, and logistics industry. A new episode every Monday morning brings you the latest from industry experts and thought leaders. And now, here's Kevin.
Hey, it's Kevin Lawton with the New Warehouse Podcast. On this episode, I'm joined by Don White. He's the CEO at SnapFulfill. SnapFulfill is a cloud-based WMS, and we also talked to Don at Modex on a previous episode, too. He told us a little bit about SnapFulfill. But today, we're actually going to talk to him about his U.S. Navy background. He was in the U.S. Navy Supply Corps as an officer. If you guys are not familiar, they monitor and administer the Navy's supply chain. So basically, he has a background there working with that and figuring out how to get those things from point A to point B when it comes to the military and the Navy. So he's going to talk to us a little bit about, he wrote this article called Seeing Your Warehouse Operations Through Military Eyes. And it's really kind of relates to our current times with COVID-19 and also kind of gives us the idea of how to kind of take this military mindset and apply it to where we're at right now in warehousing. So he's going to talk to us a little bit about that and talk to us about SnapFulfill and how they kind of help you pivot at different difficult times like this. So Don, welcome to the show. How are you?
Thanks, Evan. Good to talk to you again.
Definitely good to hear from you. And why don't you give us a little bit of your background now in U.S. Navy Supply Corps officer and what it is that you were doing there?
Sure. So the Navy Supply Corps, a group of officers, roughly around this anywhere between 1,200 to 1,500, depending on, you know, the year and the needs of the Navy at the time. And they administer the Navy supply chain, everything from sourcing and contracting through to individual supply officers out on ships handling core competencies like maintenance and repair operations, parts management, or finance, or we're even in charge of food service on ships and on shore stations. So the core competencies that you use are very broad, but they all have one thing in common, and that's sort of the idea of managing components or commodities and not losing them, because whether it's food or it's a reactor coolant vibration valve, when you need it, you need it, right? So the old adage that wars are fought with men's stomachs is important, and building a supply chain that's rigorous is something the Navy takes pride in, and they train their officers, Supply Corps officers, to do that well.
Interesting, yeah, and, you know, kind of supply chain and logistics itself kind of has its roots really from the military. That's really kind of where the idea started, and how, you know, delivering those goods to people that were in war and getting the right supplies to where they need to be. So it's interesting how that kind of continues throughout in operations and warehouse operations. So in the article, you talk about the idea of being mission-focused in the military and how we can kind of apply that to warehouse operations as well. And I think it falls under the two sayings you have here, as every sailor a fighter and fight the ship. So why don't you talk to us about every sailor a fighter? And what does that mean, I guess, in the military? And then how does that relate to warehouse operations now?
Sure. One of the things that from enlisted boot camp on throughout your Navy career, and the phrase is every sailor a firefighter, because the one thing that a ship has to do by itself is all of the repairs occur with two ships forced, and all of the damage control, which would include fighting fires, occurs with the ship's force.
Right.
And so the main piece there, and the easiest way to think about that is when we're running operations, or when operations are being run in a warehouse, and you may have a group of people that you refer to as pickers or packers or, you know, receipt inspectors, but they're all warehousemen or warehouse people. Mm-hmm. And so the importance there is, and one of the things about mission focus is to let your people be cross-trained. Right. If they attain proficiency, take the cross training program and figure that portion of it out, because that allows you to surge. I can move people to where they're needed, but it also allows you to cover up where folks may be out ill or caring for a loved one. Right. I can flex the receipt inspector over to picking in the afternoon if they've been trained. There's an equivalency in the U.S. military and the Navy. You have warfare qualifications where every sailor on board a ship, for instance, would get an enlisted surface warfare qualification. They have to have a baseline knowledge of every system on these highly complex ships so that they can assist in fighting the ship.
Interesting. Yeah. Yeah. I didn't know that about the ship. And, you know, it's interesting, too, how you said, you know, make sure that everybody is cross-trained. And I think that's a huge thing. And especially at the times we're at right now, where you talk about, you know, there may be limited availability of labor. Like you mentioned, either people may be getting sick, unfortunately, hopefully not. Or they may be caring for loved ones, or right now, I know in New Jersey where I'm at, you know, we have childcare issues because schools are doing remote learning and things of that nature. So people need to be home to help their kids learn and get through school at home. So, you know, you may see a reduction in labor resources. And if you're not cross-trained going into that, whether it's any kind of issue, even if people just are going on vacation at regular times, it's really important, because you want to be able to backfill those positions without any issue. The last thing you want to do is have some kind of special order come down the pipeline and you only had one person that knows how to ship that order in the system through certain special means or something of that nature, and now you can't do it. And it's like a hot emergency needs to go out, of course, it always happens. So you want to make sure that you cross-train as much as possible. So now the next thing you mentioned here is fight the ship is the next saying, right? So talk to us a little bit about fight the ship and what does that mean?
Yeah, sure. And that's one of the things I say in the article is, and I compare it to a ship, is a ship, a Navy ship kind of built for one thing. It's either to put ordnance on target, right? Mm-hmm. Or other ships to support putting ordnance on target. And a warehouse has a job. That job is, we do a lot of processes and a lot of quality control and a lot of stuff, but it's always to make sure that when I put something onto a truck or in a package, the right thing in the right quantity goes to the right place,
right?
So one of the things about warehouses is they're kind of the practical expression. They're where you earn the money for all of the other efforts in an organization most of the time, right? Somebody somewhere has bought something. And marketing and production and contracting and manufacturing are all contributing to the idea that eventually goes to a warehouse and that warehouse ships it something. The thing about fighting the ship is that a ship has a purpose. It does a whole bunch of other things, and your warehouse has a purpose. And the tighter things get, the busier you get, the more challenges you face. If you're going to let any operation get affected, it's not the one that you were built to manage or to accomplish, right? So a good example here is if you've got a highly evolved cycle counting program that you're dedicating 60 or 70 or 80 hours a week, mm-hmm. You pare that down and take those hours back to support shipping if you're having, you know, personnel availability issues, right? Inventory validity is very, very important.
Right.
More important is a customer getting the thing they ordered in a timely manner, right? So it's about prioritizing those operations and understanding that when I have limited resources, where are the operations that I can relax stringent requirements on in order to accomplish my main goal? Blatant examples, right? If a ship is damaged in some way and can't move, they still make sure the guns can fire and the missiles can shoot, right? So that's sort of the idea around fighting the ship. And it's a pretty strong example, but the idea is when you are facing those types of challenges, especially in a leadership position within your warehouse, it's a math problem. How many people do I have and how many hours can they work? And what type of work do I have to accomplish that day? So it's just a way to help you think about accomplishment.
Definitely. Yeah, I totally agree there. And I think that, you know, like you said, you have to look at what's your current capacity and what's your demand, right? And how can you shift things around to make sure that you accomplish that end goal, which essentially is getting that product to the customer. And, you know, I say this all the time to my employees, actually. And, you know, I tell them that, you know, they're the last line of defense, right, for the company. So it's important that all those things that need to be accomplished in the warehouse, like you talked about, being, you know, having the right product at the right time, delivered in the right way, kind of that idea of perfect order is really important to accomplish and make sure that everything that goes into that end goal is happening. But when, you know, you talk about reduction in workforce for whatever reason, you want to make sure that you're focusing, like you said, on the main goal of that warehouse, which is to ship that product out and shift your resources to do that. And it kind of lends itself back to the other one is where every sailor is a firefighter, right? And talking about cross training and making sure that you can slide people and adjust your capacity based on that and reduce on things that are maybe not as essential as, you know, wrapping and strapping that product and loading the truck, right, and getting product out of there. So really definitely interesting stuff. And I love the parallel that you draw here between the military and the warehouse, because it, you can see based on the two sayings here and the idea of being mission focused, you know, it's very much that sense. And it's also, I think, the idea of, you know, military is kind of only as strong as the unity and the team itself in going after the same thing, especially on a ship. Like you talked about, everybody has a role to play, and it's very similar to a warehouse operation that everybody has a role to play. And if one person's not doing their job on the role, then the rest of the team can fall apart and kind of have a bump in the road, I guess there you could say. So, you know, very interesting stuff. So you have anything else to comment on that kind of idea there?
You know what, on the every sailor a firefighter and on the pipe the ship, it, you know, when as a warehouse manager, director of distribution, the first line supervisor, the idea is that we can value the cross training during good times, right? And there are all sorts of positive offshoots of that, which are identifying, you know, supervisor and future managers early and giving them the knowledge base to step into those roles later. The other one is, like I mentioned, surging in productivity. Fighting the ship is that concept, and it's about the leadership and the management, but more importantly, it's about getting people in the right place to accomplish that mission. And it's helped me when I've had to manage operations. The main point is, for me, it is one of the ways that your company survives, right? As we look at what's going on in our own economy, even at a macro level, it's going to be the people that help, and fighting the ship and doing everything you can as a leader, manager, or warehouse resource to make your building as productive as it can be. It's going to be important.
Definitely. Yeah. I think you have a good point there. Definitely. And I think, you know, you need to take advantage of, like you said, the good times and the bad times too, right? They're both advantage points. Like at good times, you want to make sure that you're robust in terms of your training and in terms of identifying those potential people that can step up in times of need. So really good points there. So now talk to us a little bit too, during a time like this, how Snap Fulfill can help. You know, you guys have this idea where you can have an operational shift based on the WMS and kind of identify those transactional priorities, which we just talked about a little bit in terms of, you know, maybe reducing the amount of hours on cycle counting and increasing on picking or increasing on shipping. So how does Snap Fulfill work in that sense, and how does it kind of guide the users to do the things that are more essential or higher priority?
Right. And we can get into a lot of detail about that particular set of permissions and features in Snap Fulfill. I think that the main point, what we do is we're able to, you give permissions for folks to do specific types of work. And then the way that Snap Fulfill actually added a layer of permissions and then priorities. So you can raise the priority of specific type of work, picking, or hacking, and lower the priority of specific types of work like consolidating SKUs or cycle counting. And the system will enact that for you. So once you make that change, it'll start shifting the priorities of work for you in an automated way and sending out a higher priority task. When you couple that with our rules engines, what you get is you can have a warehouse that shuts down on a Friday afternoon, configure the system so that when people come in on a Monday morning, that the distribution of work and how it is handed out within the warehouse in an automated fashion is completely transparent to the workers. All that they know is it feels like they've done a lot of picking today and not so much cycle counting. Like I said, the other piece is that the only way to kind of comply with every sailor or firefighter in the warehouse who had that cross training is to have the transactions be easy to learn. And SnapFulfill is really strong there. Our RF workloads, the doers in the warehouse, the warehouse folks, those transactions are very simple, right? Go to a place, scan it, kick the thing, prove that you have the right thing. You can scan that SKU and then the quantity. And whether that's a transfer or a pick or a multi-line batch pick or whatever that is, the transaction that a person has learned looks the same. We're doing a lot of heavy lifting on the back end to make sure that they're moving around the warehouse efficiently. And with the right priority, but the transactions are easy to learn.
Definitely. I think that's a key point too, as we talk about the importance of cross-training. And also just right now, you know, as people see reduction in labor for whatever the case may be, like we talked about earlier, being able to get new people in when needed and have them up and running quicker through simpler transactions, like you said, and simpler tasks to be able to learn quicker, I think is a huge advantage too. So definitely a good thing there. So really interesting stuff. I like the whole parallel with the Navy that you did here. And also, you know, I think it relates so well to the current time as well. It's, you know, how do we kind of come together as a warehouse operation and kind of attack what needs to be attacked with limited resources at times, and how do we kind of overcome that and push through and also kind of gain some advantages and gain some benefits of it in the long run too. And then obviously SnapFulfill is providing ease with that too if it's implemented into your operation. So how can people find out more information about SnapFulfill?
The easiest way is on our website at www.snapfulfill.com, and that's one L, so FULFIL .com.
All right, great. We'll post that on the newwarehouse.com as well as a link to this article that you wrote as well, so people can check it out. So Don, thank you so much for coming on and sharing this insight and your information with us too.
You've been listening to the New Warehouse Podcast with Kevin Lawton. Subscribe and check us out online at thenewwarehouse.com.
Thank you for listening to this episode. If you want more content from the New Warehouse, check out our new video series called All Hands on LinkedIn. Just search for The New Warehouse on LinkedIn and follow along.